Show. This is your host, David Yanez, and God bless you, my friends. You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for being a guest on our station and listening to our show. I hope that you're returning listener. I know we've been getting a lot of hits lately, and I just want to tell you thank you so much. Thank you so much for getting out there and getting on the internet and being a part of our ministry. Isn't God awesome? Amen. Look around you, my friends. I want you to look around you right now. I want you to look around and see what God has done for you. Amen. Today we're going to talk a little bit about building the man and woman of God in you. We have Pastor Mike Salazar from Freedom International Church. He's going to be coming by and he's going to call in and be a guest on our show today. He was going to try and be out here at the station, and we haven't been able to make that happen yet. But I know that his heart wants to come out and do the show. But a couple of weeks ago, our cousin passed away, and that was his sister-in-law, and so it's been tough. So we're going to give it a few more weeks and get things back to running again for him and his family and everything, and then we'll have him back in the station and back doing everything that we usually do in the ministry. Amen. So, you know, there is always going to be a time to grieve. Amen. There will always be a time that you have to grieve. There is. I mean, Jesus wept. When Lazarus died, Jesus wept. So you can't say, oh, you're weak-minded or you're weak, you don't have to have faith. No. No, that's not true. There is a time of mourning. The Word of God had it in the Word. It's in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that after the time of mourning had passed, then they would rise and they would either go into battle or do what God told them. It's all over the scriptures. I mean, I can start getting some examples for you. But we're gonna ask that question to Pastor Mike about that, a time of mourning. I want you to know that there is a time of mourning. And it may not be like back in the biblical days, but it is there. You have to take time to mourn those that passed and were great. You could think of the quickest example I can give you is Moses. When Moses died, there was a time of mourning. The people didn't move with Joshua until the mourning time was over. And when the mourning time was over, they went and took the promised land. So there's going to be great victory comes after mourning. I want you to remember that. I want you to, when I'm telling you these things, I want you to have a pen. I know a lot of you are not driving because you are listening to this from your internet, so there has to be a pen around you somewhere. I want you to get a pen out, because when I tell you something, I want you to realize that. I want you to write it down, because it's something that you're going to catch, you're going to take it, it's going to be food for you, it's going to be health for you, it's going to be great. Amen? It's going to be great. So remember, every time I tell you something, you hear this bell. Oh, the bell didn't. We've been having sound effects craziness problems for quite some time, so here's the bell again. If you hear the bell, that means I want you to write that down. I want you to put that together. Amen. Our friends, well, our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. That's 77325. So I need y'all to go ahead and write me. I love to have mail come in and let me know that y'all are listening. And remember, we have our Chatango account that you can chat with us. It's right there on the browser that you're looking at, either at the bottom of the browser or the bottom of the page if you're listening from one of our sites that we continually broadcast on. So if you can do that, you can talk with me the whole time that I'm on this. I get little chats here and there, and I just respond real quick. Other day we had someone ask if they can call in. I told them, depending on the show that and the time, they can call in. When we open the lines, and that's when we expect you to call. We really don't open up the lines or accept the lines any other time. So it just depends on the show. I know Pastor Charles chose not to have people calling in, and I know that he doesn't open his lines. In fact, he gives his own personal phone number for you to call. and for you, where you can actually call him and get a hold of him for prayer. He's volunteered to take over the evening prayer line when we have our prayer line up and running on a regular basis. So that's going to be a good thing. That's going to be an awesome thing. So just want you to be encouraged and know that we're out here for you. You can email me as well, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. You can also email me at david@revmedianetwork.com. So remember, you can email and talk to me anytime that you need to talk to me, and we'll be willing to work with you and to make things happen for the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen, my friends. Well, what we're talking about is there is a time of mourning. There's a time that we're able to remember people's strength and people's victory. And I want you to know that what you need to realize is you can build from what God gives you. Amen? God does so much in a person's life that we never sit back. We never sit back. Never sit back sometimes to just think of all the wondrous things we have. If you're older in life, you may not have all the economics you need, but I bet you have some great grandchildren. I bet you've seen some great things relived and relived in front of you. Grandchildren acting like the children that you had. And I know that it's hard when you see people young of age, of 19 to 20, in the 20s, and complaining about life already. You're like, you have even not yet to live yet, my friends. You have not even lived yet, and you're gonna complain. So I want you to think about that. I want you to look at the things that God has done for you, and ask yourself this. And this is something that I'm gonna do at my church. And I want you to think about this, and it's just everything that's happening in your life today. If God was to call you back home. Now, yesterday we talked about end time and Christ coming back and stuff like that. Today we're talking about if you were to go back home before Jesus returns. I want you to ask yourself, my friends, ask yourself this. Who's going to cry for you? Amen? Who's going to cry for you? Who's going to be impacted by you? Who's going to be touched by you? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about it. I want you to hold on to it. I want you to trust in it. I want you to believe it. I want you to ask yourself, who's going to be impacted by you and who's going to cry for you? We're going to get into that in just a minute. We're going to make sure that you understand that God is awesome. We've got to play our commercial a little early today because Pastor Mike usually calls right on time at 15 after, and that's usually the time that we have our first commercial. So I'm going to get one of the commercials out of the way. It's about my book. Hopefully you're okay with that, and sit back and listen. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. This is David Yanez, the Rev, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. I want to tell you one thing, my friends, and one thing that I've realized that's happening out there, and that is that a lot of times we're not appreciative for what God has placed in our lives. We're not really appreciative to what things are happening out there. We're not appreciative of the people that are in our lives. I shared with you the story a few weeks ago about a young man that I met while I was out doing some things in the evening, back and forth running into him and doing things, and I told him, I just knew it when I looked at him, I knew that he wasn't following God. And when I looked at him, I told him, "So why aren't you following God?" And he stood quiet. He looked at me. And I go, "You need to come visit my church." And that's what I told him. I told him directly, "You need to come and visit my church." And he's like, "Well, do you know, why is everybody asking me to go to church?" He goes, "Why is everybody wanting me to go to church? Why do people continue to tell me that I should go to their church?" And the thing is, I looked at him and said, "Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome that people are asking you to go to church?" He goes, "No. No, why would that be awesome?" He goes, I don't want to go to church. I don't care to go to church." He goes, "I don't want to." He goes, "I don't believe in God. I don't want to know God." And if you remember the story, I told you this. He was so, I guess, dead set. I guess that's the best word to say. He was so dead set about not following God and not knowing God and not believing in God and God not existing that he didn't want to hear. But I told him this. I go, "Listen, my friend. Listen to me." I go, "It is awesome. And the reason it's awesome is this. That God is so concerned about you, even though you don't want to know him, don't care about him, don't want to talk to him, even though you don't want to do anything with him, he is so concerned about you that he is sending people after people after people to go talk to you. He wants you in his house. He wants you in his kingdom. And he sends people after friends, after friends, after acquaintance." He told me that there are 6 or 7 people that invited him to church besides me within the last few weeks ago. "My friend, well, I don't know about you. Now, I don't know about you. But when you've been invited to a church service 6 or 7 times within 2 weeks, I think something's coming. And you better get ready. I think God's trying to get your attention before it gets too bad." You hear that? The storm's coming. And if the storm's coming, you got to get yourself ready. And this young man, and again, the operative word is young man, is so set in his mind that God did not exist and that God was not around. He's ignoring the signs. He's ignoring the signs that God has deemed, predestined, that he should be saved. That he has sent several people as witnesses into his life. So my friends, whenever you get that encouragement in your heart, whenever you get that desire in your mind, and you're just like, "Man, I just want to tell them to come to church. I just want to tell them to know about God. I just want them to be saved." Whenever you get those kind of feelings in your heart, that's the evangelist in you. That's the soul winner in you. That's God, the Holy Ghost, speaking through you, wanting to touch someone's life. Don't hold it back. People are going to recognize you. There is a recognition about you, something familiar that they got to talk about. The other day, I was approached by someone that I really didn't even know was paying attention to who I was and what I did, and they came to me and they looked at me and they said, "Are you a minister?" are you a minister or something like that? And I said, yes, yes, I am. He's like, well, I need to get prayed for. I was like, praise God. Sure, no problem. Tell me what's going on. And he shared with me. His life was really going through some changes. He needed something, and he was reaching out for what? For God. Not for David Yanez. Not for the Rev. Not for Midwatch with the Rev. Not for Rev Media Network. Not for Revelation Ministries. But he was reaching out to God. And how was he going to access God? Through his vessel. My friends, you're God's vessels. You are God's vessels. God provides access through you. He provides access through your availability. How available are you for God? How available are you to hear His voice? That was someone that sought me out to get touched by God. I'll tell you what, is God going to answer his prayers? Yes. This may not be to exactly he wants, but God is going to do the best for this man because God will give him this. God will give him this one. Because his heart wants God. God wants to save his life, his family's life, his parents, his children, everything. So I want you to realize this, my friends. I want you to realize this. I want you to know this beyond anything. God is real. And he's looking to use you to do God's work, to do his work. So, saying that, I want you to realize this, my friends. You are God's vessel. You need to be available. You need to be there in availability. Why? Because remember what the scripture says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you took all the scriptures and you had that one to go with to evangelize, and the best way we evangelize is being ourself with God in our heart in front of people every day. They're going to seek you out. They're going to want to see things change, but there's also going to be people that you can talk to, people you can pray with, people you can decide what you could do to help them. You don't got to wait for the church to have a function to help people. You're listening to Rev Media Network. You're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. This is David Yanez, your host, the Rev, and I am trying to get you encouraged about life, encouraged about God's good things that he has for you. And most of all, let you know that you need to make an impact. You need to leave an impact. What kind of impact are you leaving behind you? When you're gone from this earth, when you are gone, who will cry? Who will cry? God is good, my friends. God is good. There's so many things going on, so many things that can trap you, so many things that can hold your mind, your heart. I mean, think about it. I mean, yesterday we shared in the show, Just to recap, that the elect of God is fallen. I don't want you to fall. I don't want you to be dropped or for you to drop out of this race. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had Pastor Mike Salazar. He talked about endurance. He talked about making it to the end. Not just to get in the race, amen, but to finish it. To make it happen. I was reading a story the other day that Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, was one of the most strongest competitors out there. He said it is not only about finishing and winning, and it's not only about joining, it's about competing at your very best, at the very top of your game. He goes, that's what winning is all about. It's about winning the event, but winning it strong, winning it hard, winning it because you've done the best and you were performing the best in any event. That's from elections to hunting to sports. He was an avid hunter. And, I mean, you know what? The teddy bear was named after him, Little Teddy Bear. I didn't know if you knew that. Yes, that's why they named it a bear, was named a teddy bear, because of his love for this little bear that was about to get killed. And it didn't get killed. They had it tied up behind this place. They were going to go hunt big bears, and he got so mad that they tied up the baby bear that he told the shop owner to untie that bear. And of course, he was the president of the United States, and the guy untied the bear and let it go. And from then on, they named it teddy bears. So that when you see a teddy bear, I mean, this guy was competitive. So I want you to realize this, my friends. It's not just about saying you're saved. It's not just about doing the right things. Your effect is going to be reflected on who sees you. I need to see your reflection in every man and woman of God that you're in association with. You need to send off a powerful, loving, strong, sphere around you. Each one of us has so many people. I always talk about this when we do evangelism, and when I go out and preach in just the sheer goal is saving souls and getting people to motivate them to go out and get souls for the kingdom. And this is something I've always said, and I've always said this since I was a young one. And this is this. No matter what, my friends, I can never minister or I can never save the people you save, and you can never save the people I save. Now follow me, please. Follow me before I start getting all these calls, which would be nice because we haven't got any calls for quite some time. But I can tell you this, my friends. You can only reach certain people that I can never reach. You're going to see people I will never see in my life. You're going to shake hands with people that I will never shake hands with. Not because I wouldn't shake hands with them, because I'm just not in a position to be where you're at to shake their hands. You're going to walk into restaurants. You're going to sit at auto dealerships. You're going to go to doctor's offices that I will never, ever get to. Me, David Yanis, will never go to the same places you're going to go all the time. And it's amazing how many of us do that. It's amazing how much we don't realize that we have different friends, different families, and all that stuff. Now get this. Those people, you are their direct access. You are a direct access to the Almighty God. You are a direct conduit of the Holy Spirit. It's as easy as going to the light switch and flipping the light switch, and that bulb that brightens so brightly will never get bright if there wasn't any power inside. The switch would go up and down all day, my friends. But unless there's power between that switch and that light bulb, there will never be any light. So what does that say? Very simple, my friends. You are the access to people. You are the access to people. You are the access to the God. You're the access to the power of God. You are the conduit. The power that goes back and forth, that goes straight to light that light bulb, or straight to answer the prayers, or straight to touch someone's life. That power is the Holy Ghost, and it comes through you. It is available in people's lives when you make yourself to follow God's word, to walk in His way. It's amazing. It's amazing. But back to the things that are making people fall. Back to the elect that is falling off. The elect that is, that things are happening to them. That even God's elect will fall. It's a true scripture, my friends. It's a true scripture. That even God's elect will fall. You need to realize, my friends, that no one is... I preach a sermon. It's called... what's the name of the sermon? Untouchable. Now, a lot of people think that they're untouchable. A lot of people think that they're not doing anything wrong, or they're not going to be held accountable to the things they're doing. You're only going to go as far as God will allow you to go till He stops things. You need to realize that, my friends. That, remember my book called Almost Out of Grace? That you hear the stories and about the promos and stuff, and the promos are going. Well, Almost Out of Grace is made for you. Talks about not being at the end of the grace and feeling it and living it. You should get the book, my friends. You should get the book. So, I'm going to read this. It's in Matthew 24, verses 21 through 21. For then shall there be great tribulation, such as we have not seen since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, so those days shall be shortened. Now let's read that again. In verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Elect's being chosen, my friends. The things that we're going to see in these last days are going to be so tempting, so life-changing, that we are not going to be able to resist, that we are going to be so broken. I was reading a story the other day. This lady was really shocked. She found herself as a strong Christian, as a person that love God with all her heart, a person that was very disciplined, very stern in how she believed in the Word of God, very faithful in going to church, gave tithes, gave offerings. To the book, she followed God. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she was caught in an affair. She sat down with her psychologist, crying and crying. How could she do something so stupid, is what she would say. And she went on and on how the things I just told you about how she was and who she was and what she did. And she couldn't understand how could she actually be this broken. And she couldn't forgive herself. She could not forgive herself. Well, forgiveness is the starting point. Then analyzing where you went wrong is the second point. And I'm not going to get all solid psychological on you, but I'm saying that there has to be a point that you sit back and just look and play those snapshots. Remember my sermon about snapshots. Play those snapshots in your mind. Go through them. Figure it out. Figure out where did you go wrong? What happened? Where did you go wrong? I'll tell you, my friends, this. Like I said yesterday, blind spots. The person that is the strictest, the person that is the most stickler, the person that is the most devoted may not see that they could be fall. Remember I mentioned untouchable right now, a few minutes ago, whatever? They feel that they're untouchable. Not untouchable in the bad sense. Untouchable in the bad sense is someone that is in sexual sins, that one is openly having an affair, someone that is not showing no remorse. No remorse and no regret and not trying to stop themselves and just go on carelessly doing what they want to do. No matter who gets hurt, no matter how selfish their desires are. Now, but untouchable in the sense is they're untouchable from sin to get them. They're untouchable for the devil to tempt them. They're untouchable to the problems of life. It's dangerous. That is dangerous, my friends. That is dangerous. We're going to come back in a minute. We're going to play another infomercial about our ministry, Rev Media Network. And we're going to hopefully get that call in. Waiting for that call in from Mike Salazar. Mike, if you're listening, give us a call. You got the number. Text me if you don't. I'll give it out to you, my friend. God bless you, people. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. So give me 1 second. I'll load up this commercial.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple if you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show. You don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Rev Media Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. God bless you. I hope you got that. Heard that commercial there about Rev Media Network. We are definitely trying to get some new talent in. We are definitely trying to get some fresh people as well. What we need is some women. That didn't come out right. What we need is some women ministers that are going to broadcast. I really see that there is a need for that. So if you know women broadcasters that broadcast their shows and stuff, please have them contact me. This is not expensive at all. We're going to get them on the air. Virtually nothing at all. All we require is a $25 membership with our ministry, with our network, to join us for $25 a month. And they can have a daily show, a weekly show. They can have a monthly show. They can have a show every day if they want. There are some engineering fees if we have to stay there and get them programmed and everything in. But if they send in their CDs, it's very cost-effective. Very cost-effective. But if you want a live show, it's not too hard. Very easy to get this going, my friends. Just wanted to make sure. We're talking about the elect and about them falling. Christian psychologists today, say internet sex addiction is a global epidemic. Global epidemic. Now, why is it a global epidemic? Now, this is found in the Christian Post. In the Christian Post, if you want to find this, it's called Christian Psychologists, Internet Sex Addiction, a Global Epidemic. Now, I'm going to read this to you. Two Christian psychologists who advise a number of churches and community groups on the sex-related problems that plague society have released a book that chronicles the problem of addiction to internet pornography among Christians, including pastors, and describes the problems that this type of addiction can create. Behind Closed Doors, written by Drs. Robert J. Baird and Ronald Vanderbeck, also provides solutions for how people can break the cycle of addiction. That's my radio voice. We'll try it again. We see this as a global epidemic that is not going away, says Baird. We're trying to rally the faith community across denominational lines to work together and combat this dark side of things with useful and real information. According to Baird, more than 35% of the Protestant pastors he was able to include in a study for his PhD thesis said they have used internet pornography. Other surveys have yielded similar results, including a 2002 survey by Pastor.com, which revealed that 54% of pastors said they viewed porn within the past year, and a 2000 survey by Christianity Today, which found that 37% of pastors said pornography is a current struggle of theirs. Now, I don't have no clips that have some weird da-da music, but let me see what I can find. That's an amazing statistic. That is an amazing statistic. Because you think about it, and you see all the things that they preach about and preach about, and they have the same common struggle that many people carry. They, the pastors, are not immune and are particularly at risk, since they often work on their computers and are accountable for their time. Notes Baird, who based behind closed doors on the real stories that he and Vanderbeck have come across in their counseling sessions. Both Baird and Vanderbeck frankly do consulting work and offer advice to the courts, social service agencies, churches, community organizations that are seeking solutions to sexual difficulties that plague so many people in today's society. In each chapter of Behind Closed Doors, a story of a real situation that someone faced is presented but followed by an analysis of the situation and biblical references that can inspire hope. The authors also give advice arising from their own experience and knowledge and offer strategies on how a person can renew, restore a healthy Christian sexuality, according to the book. We decided four or five years ago that we needed to bring awareness to this problem to the faith community, says Vanderbeck. The Christianity family is especially vulnerable, he adds, often out of a strong sense of shame. Parents aren't willing or able to talk openly and lovingly in a kind way about this problem to their children. Partly what we are doing is trying to open up a dialogue between parents and children. Topics addressed included the temptations of internet pornography, confronting one's sexual addiction, and repenting from it. It also looks at the problem of the internet chat rooms, the destructive cycle of sexual abuse, and how to protect children from internet sexual predators. We live in a highly sexualized culture and are conditioned to believe that sexual potency should be a primary function of our lifestyle, says Vanderbeck. Sex on the internet is like a drug. It's very seductive progress, and people can become enslaved by it. We believe that the Christian community should obtain all of the necessary information in order that it can fight back against this and learn to talk about it in a healthy way, adds Bear. We're almost done. Bear with me. Faith Alive, the publishing agency of the Christian Reformed Church and Reformed Church in America, is working with authors to try and develop other materials that can be used in conjunction with the book, such as a study guide and videos. Another new book from Faith Alive is Preventing Child Abuse, Creating a Safe Place by Beth Swagman, director of the CRC's Safe Church Office. Also addresses some of the topics in Behind Closed Doors. Swagman's book is especially geared to help churches and nonprofit organizations through the process of designing and implementing the policies and procedures they need to keep children safe. Well, my friends, I tell you, my friends, God knows what we struggle with. He's putting some good men of God and good women of God out there that have great things, like these two books from Faith Alive. And I believe that one thing that you need to realize is that we are all vulnerable, that we can all be taken down. That we are not exempt. We are not exempt. That is one thing I want you to get from today's show, if anything, is that you are not exempt from being taken down. I am not exempt. Neither are you. Neither are you. Now, God is good. And we are. Don't think we're going to get that call. We got about 17 minutes left in the show. And I was hoping to get a call in, but we're not getting it. So that's fine. We're going to carry the show. We're going to go to the end. And hopefully things will happen. We got about 17 minutes left in the show. And we're going to see some good things this next half. This next segment, the next 15 minutes. Well, my friends, it is time for our scripture of the day. We'll go back to some more web news in a minute, but I wanted to share with you that because a lot of people don't bring that up, and it needs to be brought up. Sexual addiction is something that needs to be brought up. It needs to be talked to. It needs to be dealt with because it is the one thing that will cause you to allow things to come into your life that you're going to hurt people with. Amen? Amen. Welcome to the Scripture of the Day. The Scripture of the Day is found in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. God is faithful to whatever you started. You must trust you did your part, and God will do his part. He knows where you are and what you started. So you got to believe that God is faithful. He is faithful. To help you, he is faithful is he that calls you and who also will do it. Know that God will be there and help you through everything that you got to do. There is nothing in this life that you can have coming to you that he can't help you through. He is there. He is available. He is wanting to touch your life every second of this day. But you have to be opening and willing and trust. Trust, 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 trust. We have to believe in him, trust in him, and he will do his part. Amen. That was our scripture of the day found in 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Amen and amen, my friends. It's a blessed time that we're having today. I hope that you realize that the things that I'm talking about, the things that we're talking about, is real. We're not exempt. We're going to be tempted. But we're going to be strong. God has never given us a temptation that we cannot find a way of escape, that we cannot resist. You know what temptation is? I'm going to break it down real easy for you. Do you really know what the temptation is? When a person has a sexual affair, you know what that is? And we're getting into relationships, and that's not even supposed to be till Friday and Monday, but the Holy Spirit is leading this way. We're going to follow. We're going to just do that. We're just going to follow. Do you know what? When the person has an affair, you know what that is? That is the ultimate. I know a lot of you are screaming, sin, that is the ultimate. Well, yeah, it is that. But all sin is sin. All sin is sin. Regardless. There's only one word, sin. Doesn't categorize it. It's sin. But, you know what that is? That is the most ultimate selfish act a husband or wife can do. That is the most ultimate selfish act. A lot of the problems that people see, a lot of the problems in marriages, a lot of the problems in whatever that's out there that they're having with their relationships at work, the relationships at home, whatever. It is out of selfishness that is not being resolved. Me, me, me. It's not fair. There's so many lies that's out there. It's not fair attitude. Well, God never promised things to be fair. The Bible says or says, as my wife, I could always hear my wife's voice tell me this. It says, the Bible says that it rains both on the just and the unjust. The sun shines on those that are saved and not saved. Rains on the just and the unjust. No matter what, my friends, life is full of surprises, and things happen, and people die. People fail you. But you can't take it personal. You can't take it. Do you ever see the person that's out there that personalizes everything? They personalize everything. Excuse my tongue twister. They personalize everything. They do. They think everything that happens is because they don't like a person, or because they're trying to hurt them, or because there's ulterior motives involved. No, it's not true. It's not true. You can't get offended and hurt every time someone don't remember your birthday. You can't get offended and hurt every time they forget to call you and they called someone else before you. You can't get offended and hurt all this time because I tell you, my friends, God is good. And He hasn't built you to be hurt every single step of the way. That's something that's a lie that you're believing that you got to fix. That you got to fix. No choice. So, selfish acts. The ultimate selfish act is having an affair and walking away. And saying no mas. No more. My friends, so many of us need to build a good support group. And I know we covered that last time Mike Salazar was on this show, was that we have to build a support group. We have to Twitter, we have to Facebook stuff. It keeps us distant. We need to get into a little bit more out of our comfort zone and in front of people and sitting with people and talk with you. People, I am going to make it a purpose in my life, even though it's busy and running around and hustling and bustling, whatever. I'm going to make it a purpose that I need to sit with my pastor at least once a week, whether it's lunch, whether it's talking and sitting down. And we see each other often at church and everything else, but I need to make it a point to visit with him more often, to make it a point to be there and say I can be accountable even more. I need to make it a point to people that are important in my life, in ministry and in my life, to sit with them at least once every few weeks, once every couple of weeks, have a lunch or a talk. It don't take long to do something like that. I know for a fact, my friends, I know for a fact that God wants to see you go further than you are today. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? That God wants you to go further than you've gone ever before today. Well, you got to believe it to receive it, my friends. You have to believe it to receive it. Let me read another article to you, my friends. This is an article from New York City. New York College. This is found in the Christian Post. And this is just the stuff that we're going through. Yesterday I talked about it. So we're beginning to see little signs of it. It's not escalated. It's not happening like I'm telling you it's going to happen, but for Christ to return. But we're seeing a little bit more of this kind of stuff online. And here it is. New York College scraps ban on religious services. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article, but basically in a suburb of New York, a college would not allow their facilities to be used and was fighting a case of discrimination that a religious group put together because they would not allow them to hold their Christian services on campus. Now the church now has access to the campus facilities, but you know, they shouldn't have been discriminated because of their beliefs or anything like that. So just for you to know, college itself was Broome College. Was actually Broome College, and I'm going to try and pronounce this city in New York. I'm not too good on this one. Here it is. It is Binghamton. Binghamton, New York. So, What I'm telling you this is, a lot of people don't realize how precious our freedoms are. A lot of people don't realize how strong, how some people have to really work to get the Word of God out there. It's not easy. It's not easy every day doing God's work at some times. But just because you're involved in God's work, just because you're doing God's work and you're probably at a high point in that, just because of all that stuff, it doesn't matter. You are still susceptible to falling. You are still susceptible to having to deal with loss, with pain, with suffering. I'm telling you, my friends, look at all the men of God that you have seen in the newspapers that have lost a son or a daughter. Here in Houston, in Florida, in Texas, around here, some other parts of Texas. But I have read stories of ministers, men of God that were strong, that are strong, that end up losing a son, a daughter. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to see that happen. It's amazing to see that happen. It's amazing to see how many people. Now, I'm not saying that they were weak or anything. I'm just saying that we are susceptible to the enemy. One of these pastors lost their child in a horrible skiing accident. The other one lost their child on a returning from a skiing event in a plane. The plane went down. The other pastor lost his daughter, which was older than these other two. The other two were teenagers, and she died of a sickness. I don't remember what sickness it was, but she died. It is so important that you get from the days this. You're not untouchable. There's no one on this earth that is untouchable. No one. I don't care how popular you are. We all got to do one thing, my friends. We all have to do one thing. That is, eventually, we're going to die. If we're fortunate, we're going to see Jesus return. And that's going to be awesome. That's going to be great. That's going to be powerful. But I'm going to tell you this. If for some reason you don't see Jesus return and you leave this planet, let that be the motivation. Let that now be your motivation, that you know today that when you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev on August 26th, on a Wednesday afternoon at 2:56 Central Standard Time, that you got motivated because you began to realize that you're going to die one day. And death and dying is the best form of motivation. It is the best form of motivation. You're going to be able to go and believe and do more because you know, not that you have a time limit, not that you have a time date or expiration date, because none of us do. God will use us to our fullest, but we have to know that one day we won't be here. One day we won't. Either through Christ returning or through going out the way that we have to go out. God is good, my friends. He is awesome. But He does have His Word of God. We are susceptible to the Word and what the Word tells us about life. And what life says, all men are to die. Eventually. That's true. Do you want to? I don't. I'm sure you don't either. But live your life to the fullest now. Live your life to the fullest today. And God will do awesome things for you. And God will do awesome things for you. Okay, one more article. And we're going to save that for Thursday. We're going to use this one. We're going to use this one now. And I'm trying to find it. If you just give me a second. Here it goes. This is in our silly news. Our silly news says this. A Wyoming man spots his SUV on his way to report it stolen. Associated Press on Yahoo News talks about a man who is driving to the Gillette Police Department in Wyoming, seeing as he was going to go report that his SUV was stolen. When he was going there, he seen it drive by. So he followed it, and he called the police and talked to that guy, and the driver fled, but the police arrested him, and he confronted the driver and all that. So isn't that amazing? So he got his vehicle back, and the kid was arrested or given a misdemeanor or citation for something. And anyway, it's funny. And it was actually a teenager, just before his 20s. He's the one that the vehicle was stolen from, and a younger teenager stole it. So just for you to know, that is some silly news. I'm going to go report my vehicle stolen, yet there's a vehicle going right past you. My friends, it's been great today. I think we got a good show going. I think some good things happened. I think a lot of us here are realizing about the vulnerabilities that are out there and that we are not exempt from what's going to happen. I want to thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. I want to tell you that God is so much wanting to do great things with you. And I love you. And God bless you. Remember, our ministry address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Email me, therev at midwatchwiththerev.com, David at revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. We'll come back tomorrow on this station at this time to hear us again. This is The Rev. See you next time on The Midwatch. Wait, we're waiting for something to play here. Okay, now we can officially go. Our Navy whistle is sound. So now we're out of here. God bless. See you tomorrow.